This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Nice to be back in the saddle again after last week. We spent the week in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and had a really good trip. Saw some wildlife, got to see some bears outside of our hotel room. We were on the ninth floor, and they were wandering around below us on the next to the building and in the dumpsters, and it was pretty exciting watching that and watching the maintenance crew at the hotel try and drive them off. Last Saturday morning, while you were listening to the show, we were awakened by shouting, and there was a bear out in the dumpster, and Chris saw the video of that. That was pretty interesting. Safe distance from the bystanders that were surrounding the bear was about, 15 yards?
That's what it looked like.
And the guy with the broom, courageous, yeah. But it was a little tiny bear. Can you hear okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was a little tiny bear. I mean, it was probably 2.5 years old, if that, you know. There were two different bears. One was bigger than the other. We did not see the 600-pounder that one of the maintenance crew said was on the grounds.
Gotcha.
That would have been impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very impressive. We did go through Smoky Mountain National Park one day on our way over to Cherokee, North Carolina, just to see what was over there, and saw some beautiful elk in the park.
That was very nice footage.
Yeah, very nice. There was a herd bull there, and he had his harem gathered around him for, you know, potential breeding, and it's the season right now for elk. And then there were some satellite bulls kind of wandering off to the distance, you know, like, yeah, we're not messing with that big guy. But it was kind of cool to watch. With us this morning is our son-in-law, Jason Willie. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm here.
You're here, yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty easygoing guy, and Jason has done some writing for us. Jason is also on the advisory committee of Maryland Hunting Coalition, and loves to hunt and fish and enjoy the outdoors. You just got back from Maine.
Yeah.
That was a good trip?
Oh, yeah. Just went there to go fishing and just relaxed.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
nothing
no.
wrong with relaxing, that's for sure. So, anyway, today we are also giving away the, not today, but we're taking names. We're taking names and numbers. Kicking butt and taking names. That's what we're doing. And Chris is doing that. What you do to call in and get in the muzzleloader contest from CVA. Fine folks make a nice, really nice muzzleloader. I own three or four CVAs. Four, actually. And I love their mountain rifle. But we're giving a free one away at the end of the month. Last Saturday of the month, we'll give one away for October, then November, then December. So we've got this, three chances to win one. Here are the rules. Call the radio show, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or 410-WCBM 680, or 800-WCBM 680 from a hard landline if you have one of those and want to call in. Name and number goes to Chris. While we're doing the show, Chris will say, okay, I got your name and number, hold the line, and then you go on the air with me. And that's not very intimidating. All we're going to say is, hey, how you doing? And you're going to say, just wanted to get in a contest, and we're good to go. Or I want to ask you a question or whatever you want to discuss. It's a simple way to, you know, enter a contest. Doesn't cost you anything. Right, Chris? Right?
Not a thing. Time.
No, just a little time. And then when the winner is picked at the end of the month, we will be contacting CVA, and they will send the muzzleloader directly to you. You like that deal?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you ought to call in, get your name in there, and we'll be more than glad to do that. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. So, okay, so I was very impressed yesterday any of you who ever search Google during the day or, you know, at night or whatever. Whenever
who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. Well, they have these little, what they call Google Doodles, okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, commemorating some event. Sometimes it's a scientist. Sometimes it's an event. Sometimes it's some obscure thing. Well, yesterday there was a baseball player on Google. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, Roberto Clemente.
I immediately recognized it as Roberto Clemente. Roberto Clemente was a childhood hero of mine. He played for the Pittsburgh Pirates and died tragically in a plane crash. Did you know that?
Yes, it's the same one that I think Jim Croce was on, I think.
No. Oh, maybe. Maybe not.
I'll have to double check.
You have to Google that.
Yeah, I'll have to Google it.
Google that. There's a nice story about Roberto. In 1954, the year I was born, the Pittsburgh Pirates made Roberto Clemente its first selection in the rookie draft. As a Pirate, Clemente would go on to win 12 gold gloves, tied for most among outfielders, 4 National League batting titles, 2 World Series rings, and a World Series MVP for 1971. He had a batting average of over 300 for 13 seasons, is credited with professional baseball's only inside-the-park walk-off grand slam. He recorded his 3,000th and last hit during the final regular season at-bat of his career in 1972, year I graduated from high school. So, it was his philanthropy that he was famous for. What had happened, there was he was from Puerto Rico, and he learned of an earthquake, a 6.3 earthquake killed thousands of peoples. Widespread damage to Nicaragua on December 23, 1972. Clemente began arranging emergency relief flights to deliver aid to the survivors after learning that the aid packages were being diverted by corrupt government officials, surprisingly, in a third world country. Clemente decided to accompany a New Year's Eve flight to ensure the supplies were delivered to earthquake victims. But the plane, with a history of mechanical problems and overloaded by more than 2 tons, suffered an engine failure, crashed into the Atlantic Ocean immediately after takeoff. The body of the pilot was found a few days after the crash, but the bodies of Clemente and 3 others who were on the DC-7 were never recovered. He was 38 years old. The next March, the Hall of Fame waived its candidate waiting period for Clemente, and he was posthumously inducted into Cooperstown with 393 out of 420 available votes. Throughout his brilliant baseball career, he was referred to as Bob Clemente by sports writers, announcers, and even on his baseball cards for much of his career, despite his clear preference to be called by his given first name, Roberto. Let's talk to Chuck in Indiana. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, we're up for the final morning of the Indiana PCBA hunt.
PCBA.
Yeah.
Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, and I talked to you as you were leaving for the hunt the other day. And what part of Indiana?
Southeast of Indianapolis.
Southeast of Indianapolis. Okay. Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, there's a group of people up eating their breakfast and getting ready for the last morning of the hunt.
Got it.
We finally had a doe killed yesterday.
Nice.
After the hunter had decided to kill a tree.
Oh, really?
And miss a 140 class deer.
Oh, that's always heartbreaking. But you know that the tree probably jumped out in front of him.
What kind of tree?
Yeah, exactly. Jason, our son-in-law, is here today. You probably didn't hear that, but Jason wants to know what kind of tree it was.
What's that?
Jason wants to know what kind of tree it was.
Well, I can't answer that. And the Jim, the guy that shot it, he already booked out of here when I said I was going to put him on the radio.
Oh, he didn't want to be embarrassed. I get it. All right. Well, we can make fun of him behind his back. No problem.
Yeah, that's right. But there's a few people walking, wandering in for that they opened breakfast for us an hour earlier. So.
Ah.
They're fortifying themselves with some biscuits and gravy and waffles and
coffee.
Coffee.
It was Nancy. She just hollered from the other side of the room.
I heard her. Yep. Coffee. I get it. That's pretty funny, actually. So, well, good. So, how many hunters are out in the field today?
Okay, how many total hunters? There's 6 total hunters.
Mm-hmm. Good. All physically challenged bow hunters.
Yep. From stroke survivors to we have a father and daughter in wheelchairs. Both have muscular dystrophy. And, John, what's your
neck injury?
Neck injury. Got it.
Yep. And we have people from Utah,
nice.
Ohio, and Michigan, and Minnesota.
Got it. Any newbies? Any new hunters, or are they all veterans?
No, not this year. But they don't have any new hunters.
Yeah, I'm new.
Oh, you're new?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Holly.
Holly's new. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm sure Fran is missing that adventure. So,
yeah.
But that's good.
Yep.
So I'm glad.
Fran, Holly's hunting with Dick. So.
Got it.
You know, Rich. Rich. I mean, Rich and. Rick, and you know, she's having a good time.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it.
I guess they're laughing. She's laughing so much and being in the blind from them. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But now there's a typical hunt at PCBA Hut going on. So.
Well, that's good. That is good. It's
right. Yeah.
And you guys have, well, you've had 2 antelope hunts, and how many deer hunts coming up this year?
Was another... Three more. Ohio, which would be just kids and wheelchair adults, and then one in Nebraska, and the final one is in Illinois.
Got it. Anybody able to use a compound bow at all, or is everybody behind a crossbow?
Yeah. John's talking. John said there's 2 people that he knows of that are using compounds.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Well, it's all bow hunting, and it's never a success. You know, if you see a deer, that's a good thing. If you get one within range, that's a better thing. And if you get a shot, that's even better. So, you know.
Yeah, they were seeing them yesterday. But like I said, Jim, the hunter that got the doe.
Right.
And missed the huge buck and a tree that we're not letting him live down. So.
Well, good. Somebody needs to go collect that broadhead out of that tree. You know, a little chunk of a tree, put it on a plaque, and you know, along with his shirt tail. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then Nancy, you know Nancy from the board meeting.
Yes, of course.
She called 3 turkeys in.
Really.
Yeah.
It's not turkey season, but it's fun.
Yeah. She said it wasn't turkey season, but it was fun.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was fun. Well, you know, when you have turkeys in the area, you know, that's a good thing, because the deer key on the turkey activity makes sure that, you know, if turkeys are not spooked, the deer feel confident coming in.
Right.
So, you know, that's yeah. always a good thing. Yeah. But yeah. Hey, at least you get to see some wildlife.
Yeah, Nancy shaking her head yes while she's chewing, yes.
No, I got it. All right. Got it. Well, good. Well, say hi to everybody. I know you guys are getting ready to roll. Are you hunting today, Chuck?
No, I'm not hunting today.
I got it. Well, you get back here to Baltimore and Baltimore and Carroll County and Frederick County. I've seen your trail cam pictures, so I know you got a couple waiting for you.
Yep. And bear season coming up, and I'll be out for that one since Bob drew a tag this year.
Exactly. And muzzleloader's coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday next.
That's right.
Yep. So good luck to you.
All right.
You
want to say John? No, John's chewing. I thought maybe John Broden wanted to say something, but he's chewing. So.
Just say hi, John Broden.
He just waved at
me. Okay. Yeah, that's good for radio. Thanks, John.
All right,
guys. Have a good time. Guys and gals.
Yes, Alan. Thanks, Alan.
All right. See you guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Physically challenged bow hunters of America. Good bunch of people. No question about it. I enjoy working with Chuck as the president here in Maryland, the national president is Chuck, and he's been on the air a number of times. And They have invited me to be on the board. I go to the board meetings, which are conference calls, and a lot of good work they're doing out there with the physically challenged folks. So, you know, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. 410 WCBM 680. Apparently, nobody wants to win a muzzleloader today, which is fine. That's okay. We'll just keep talking here. But right now, we have business to do. Don't we, Chris?
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
Lots of business.
Yeah.
So let's get cracking.
All right. How about a donut?
Yeah.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they make some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Enough for everyone in camp. And you know that, Chris.
Oh, they have a delicious cake.
Indeed. When I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand or the duck blind, my mouth and belly can't wait to stop Bay Country Bakery for a donut or sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. We just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50, just through Cambridge, Route 50 East. I think a big donut when you're driving down the highway. Visit their bakery. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. You know, the folks at Chesapeake Outdoors, they're rocking and rolling. This is their time of year. You know, with all the deer hunting going on, the rut's coming up, muzzleloader season coming up this coming week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thompson Center and CVA muzzleloaders there, firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, all the ammo in the world, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers and so forth. They have the Rambo electric bikes, the Bandit and the Scentlock apparel, a clearance sale still on the remaining Hoyt bows, Raven crossbows, Excalibur 10-point carbon Mission Barnett crossbows, and the world-famous Matthews compound bows. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Where? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. Cross the bridge and watch for 39B. It's not far. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the goldenrod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow.
Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, Alan? I haven't gotten to talk to you in a long time.
No, we're not giving anything away during the summer. That's why you don't call.
No, my work schedule's a lot different in the summer. I'm not up at this hour in the summer.
I got you. Are you in the contest?
I am. Thank you so much.
Good. Have you been out yet?
We did. We got out for a little while. We went to we went two times to Liberty Reservoir.
Oh yeah.
Incredible amount of deer each time. Each one of us have had deer in front of us that were, you know, worthy of shooting and within range of shooting. Just decided, you know, let's wait for something better, you know. And,
sure, being a little selective, nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, the boys are getting older now, you know, so we can do that.
Sure, absolutely.
Before you know, their hearts were beating out of their chest as soon as we saw a fawn.
That's right. Yeah.
But I got my oldest son up here with us now, and he's in the Coast Guard. He's stationed at Curtis Bay.
Oh yeah.
So he's up here with us now. So it's four of us going out hunting now, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. And I bet the cell phones go crazy when you guys are all out there texting each other, don't they?
No, not so much. You know, we are much more concentrated on listening to birds chirp and squirrels jump and deer rustle and those kind of things. You know.
Yep.
The phone is a distraction. You got to be really careful.
That's right.
This is when mom wants to know when we're coming home. Or
sure. Sure.
Yeah, we get those coming in.
Well, rifle season's a little different in our woods. Rifle muzzleloader season. You hear some gun go off somewhere, and you know, did you shoot? Did you shoot? Did you shoot? Did you shoot? You know, wasn't me. Must have been Josh. That was me. I think that was Linda. No, I think that was across the road. It might have been, one of those deals. So.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's true. You know, we do get a little more of that.
Yep. So, all right, man. Well, appreciate that. Lots of callers lined up. Wes, nice talking to you.
Okay, same to you. Take it easy.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Hey, Teresa, how are you?
Hey, good morning from Indiana and the PCBA hunt.
Yeah, good. Good to hear from you.
So. Yeah, we don't have sunshine yet today. So
no, not yet. Yep. Well, did Chuck tell you he called in a minute ago?
Yeah, I missed it, so he made me.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you did. Are you hunting today?
No, I'm the chef.
Oh, you're the chef. What's for breakfast? What's for breakfast?
Oh, for breakfast.
What's for breakfast? Huh?
We have boiled eggs, biscuits and ham, and sausage gravy. But I didn't cook that. The hotel gives us that.
Oh, the hotel gives you
that.
They get up early
and open the breakfast nook for us.
That's
so
nice. That's nice.
I just do the lunches and with help and dinner.
I'm guessing you're making sacrifices, tenderloins and backstraps for the crowd tonight, right?
I hope so, for the one that we got.
That would be good.
Did you hear that we got a tree?
Yeah, I heard. Nobody seems to be able to identify the type of tree, though.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure how to season that.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a lot of seasoning, that's right. And, you know, you got to hit it with the tenderizer, a few more extra shots, you know.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And if you slice it real thin, you know, and throw plenty of onions in there, maybe some mushroom gravy, you know, it might be okay.
And, you know, we started off good this morning because one of the gentlemen that's hunting today had a shirt on backwards. I don't know what that means. Does anybody have a clue?
No, that's lucky. That's a lucky tradition. It just started in Indiana this morning.
All right. Let them know that they need to all go change their shirts backwards.
Thanks for calling in, Teresa. We appreciate it.
Thanks for everything you guys do. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for calling in from the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America hunt in Indiana today. Thanks, Teresa. Take care. There she goes. Bye-bye. And let's talk to Bill in Ellicott City. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Haven't talked to you in quite a while.
That's right. What's going on?
You see all the new stuff with the proposed regulations for the geese next year.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of solid information. I've heard that have you seen the actual documents?
I have not seen the actual documents, but speaking with the biologist, I think it's coming down the pike.
Oh, definitely coming down the pike. We talked to wildlife director a couple of days ago, and we don't have anything solid, but it is looking like 30 days and one bird next year because of the downturn in the population. We talked about it with Bill Miles last week a little bit, and we want to get Josh on the air here soon, and and have him give us an explanation of what's going on. But we've talked about the downturn in the population, the bust in the nesting, and the downturn in the breeding pairs and so forth for a couple of weeks now. So are you living in Ellicott City now? You're not in Manchester?
No. I'm still at work for another half an hour.
I got it. Are you hunting? Did you hunt the early season?
I did not.
Got it.
No, I did not. I've been working a lot more, and I didn't have anything really cut to get on.
I got it. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
And I got called the last minute to work last night into the morning. If not, I'd be throwing some wood duck decoys out in PA.
Yeah.
Right about now.
I got it.
That'll have to wait till Monday.
Always fun hunting with you, buddy. So I'm glad you called in. But yeah, we're right on top of that deer story. I don't know if you watch Facebook page or not, or the geese story, but you watch Facebook.
There's a lot. I mean, I know from before when we had the moratorium in 95.
Yep.
You know, there was a lot of comments from U.S. Fish and Wildlife about, the problem or the problem that Maryland has is people in Maryland know how to kill geese.
That is true.
And as opposed to pretty much anywhere else in the country, probably, I don't know what's going to happen. Plus the numbers of mallards are down too. So.
Yep. Well, the biggest comment that I hear is that people are concerned about the entire flyway, and particularly our neighbors to the north, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Canada. The liberal limits there coming out of Canada, but the geese winter here. They stay here for the longest period of time.
Right.
And we just whack them and stack them. We killed 170 some thousand geese. We killed 40% of the population last year. And the geese that are here this year are all breeding, coming down this year, are going to be all mostly breeding pairs because there was no hatch, so there won't be any juveniles. So, we urge voluntary conservation on the part of hunters. What do you think, Jason? You think the hunters will conserve and only take one bird?
Some will, some won't.
Some will, some won't. You're right. Some will, some won't. That's right.
The ones that won't, if they get caught by the man, they got to deal with it.
I'm just talking about killing one bird, take your shot and do it again tomorrow,
I mean, I've gotten to the point now, Alan, where the big stacks of geese and stuff, and you've been there with me.
Oh, yeah.
That's not all of what the hunt's all about.
Nope, it is not.
Going out and having fun and,
Yep.
Telling the stories and. Who tripped in the field
and
that kind of stuff.
Yep. Watching a guy throw a golf ball in the air and shoot it out of the air.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nope. Nope. That was fun. So, all right, brother. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Stay in touch, Billy.
I will, bud.
All right, man. Take care.
Yeah. See ya.
There goes Bill. Let's talk to Lincoln, Ken Island. Good morning, Lincoln. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing?
Good, man. Are you in the contest?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good.
I've been seeing a lot of flocks the last few days flying over the island over here.
I'm hearing there's a few birds coming in. I think the storm kind of pushed them in a little bit. But
Yeah, they've been pretty active. They've been driving my cat nuts. my cat, and I only have one. They sound like barking dogs when they're flying over. She like goes nuts, but yeah, I was going to tell you a crazy experience I had the other day.
Sure.
I went fishing the other day. You know where Grit Gibson's Grand is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's like a series of like oxbow ponds all back there. It's private property, but I have my own little space. I go back there fishing. I was walking down my zigzag trail that I make so no one can actually see the trail, and I must have spooked a deer. This thing almost ran me dead over. I mean, it was laying in the brush. I had to throw myself to the ground to keep the hooves from hitting me kicking me in the head.
That's close, man. That is close.
It was scary.
Yeah, that is close.
I mean, I guess he was laying there resting. I mean, I didn't even know there were any back there.
Well, now, so now you know what to look for.
I mean, that's the first one I've ever seen I've only lived on the island here for 3 years. I've seen when I was used to live in Stevensville. I used to see him over there in the woods, but I never seen any here in the Chester area. That was,
huh.
I guess, a lot of wilderness back there. So, I mean, then when I was leaving there, I went to go to another place after it. I was figuring I'm not going to go near there. And I come across a pack of feral cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of them was pregnant. Obviously, either was pregnant or had just had, if it was pregnant or not, or already had kids. But
yeah, wow.
It was mean. I mean, it snarled at me, and I just said, yeah, I'm going to end this fishing trip for the day.
Right.
Yeah, I just had to tell you about that.
Well, I'm glad you did. Day. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. So, all right. Well, Lincoln, are you in the muzzleloader contest?
Yes, I am.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right, buddy. Well, watch out for those deer, man. Take care.
I sure will.
Bye-bye. There he goes. You said a caller? Did the caller have a name that I'd read?
They ID'd the tree.
They ID'd the tree.
Yeah, as an ash.
As an ash.
So when they missed the deer and they got the tree, the situation became a pain in the ash.
Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me, Jason. All right, 410 WCBM 680. There are rangers in India who are on a tiger hunt. A killer tigress has killed 13 people over the last 2 years. They're trying to get her and eliminate her. However, they're using an unusual scent to lure in the tiger.
And that is?
Calvin Klein. Citing officials, the New York Times reports that rangers plan to use Calvin Klein obsession to lure the tigress who has killed 13 people. Accompanied by her two cubs, the tiger, known as Avni, or T1, has terrorized people living around the central Indian town of whatever that is, Panhandler Wakadaka, or whatever it is. A massive search op. I don't think that's quite right. You want to read it? Or are you good?
I'm good. I'm pretty good on that.
All right. A massive search operation involving dozens of police and forestry officials, more than 100 camera traps, trail cameras, a drone, and five elephants has failed to capture or kill the tigress. Rangers have only caught fleeting glances of T1 in the forest around Pandharkawada. That's my best attempt. And an attempt to tranquilize her with a dart was unsuccessful. India's Supreme Court. Doesn't say if anybody's been. Has ruled that if the big cat can't be captured, then she can be killed. The New York Times reports a decision that has angered wildlife activists. That's a few more Indians. You know, little kids. I mean, you know.
You're putting an animal's life above human life.
Yeah, how do we feel about that, Jason?
Not real good.
Not real good. Officials are looking to the Calvin Klein cologne as an effective bait. The perfume contains a pheromone called civetone, C-I-V-E-T-O-N-E, that can attract big cats, according to expert, initially sourced from the scent glands of the civet, a small cat-like mammal. Civetone is now typically manufactured synthetically. I'm not sure how many civets you would have to squeeze to satisfy the demand for a Calvin Klein obsession.
I don't know. I remember they used to use a castor.
Yeah, that's
a beaver.
From a beaver, yeah. Yeah. But this is civetone. Miguel Ordinana, a wildlife biologist and community science manager at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles, told Fox News that the scent can prove an effective lure for carnivores such as tigers. It's a musky smell. Wouldn't that be a fish? No, it's a musky smell that really makes them think about another competitor in the ecosystem for a potential mate. For territorial carnivores, it's something that they can really take notice of. So I'm a tiger. I'm going, Calvin Klein obsession. Must be a tasty model out there.
I'd be for Chanel number five myself.
I'm more of a taboo guy. Calvin Klein obsession was reportedly used successfully to lure a tiger in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Odinana, the guy who has used Calvin Klein obsession in an attempt to lure jaguars in Nicaragua, says that the scent bait can pose challenges. It's difficult to use scent lures. You have to reapply it frequently because the rain will wash it out, and so will humidity in the air. So now we know all we need to know about Calvin Klein as a scent for tigers.
I wonder if that one caller was wearing Calvin Klein when he encountered the feral cats.
That's very possible. Never thought about that. Never thought about that. Civetone. There's Captain Don. He just sent us a picture of some big old catfish he caught last night. So, hey, look, here's another story you're going to like. A passenger was removed from a Frontier flight. A woman. Last Tuesday night after the airline refused to let her fly with her emotional support animal.
What kind of animal was it?
The airline said the woman noted in her reservation for Flight 1612 from Orlando to Cleveland that she would be boarding with an emotional support animal, but she never indicated that the animal was a squirrel, the airline said, adding that rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed on its flights. Beginning November 1, Frontier will allow only dogs and cats on its flights as emotional support animals. The passenger was told of the airline policy and refused to leave the plane when asked. Orlando police were called. Everyone was forced to deplane. And it's not Hervé Valachez going deplane. No, they were forced to get off. The woman was escorted off the plane, and the flight proceeded. Some airlines have cracked down on what animals qualify as emotional support pets. In January, Delta Airlines said it would thoroughly vet passengers' efforts to fly with various types of animals. Customers have attempted to fly with comfort turkeys, gliding possums known as sugar gliders, snakes, spiders, and more. Last choice for Alan for an emotional support animal. I mean, unless you want to see evoked emotion, that would be a spider. Captain Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, man? Are you taking your emotional support catfish with you on your next flight?
Then my wife usually puts a leash on me and sits me next to her.
For emotional support? I like that.
Emotional support.
Yeah. Not a shock collar, is it?
No.
Oh, good.
Good. That's when I was going to talk about that. I'll probably get bleeped off the air like the other caller.
You didn't bleep anybody, did you? Did you? What word did you bleep?
I can't tell you because if I do,
we'll say it three times real fast, right? Oh, man.
I was listening from up here in Massachusetts, and all of a sudden you hear a lot of rock and roll music.
Yeah, that's what happens when you bleep. That's what happens when you get bleeped. You get 7 seconds of rock and roll. So
there you go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We're calling the Hunter the Contest.
Okay.
And I have to say, we really enjoyed looking at your pictures from your trip down there in the Smoky Mountains.
Hey, we had a good time. We really did.
Yeah, been there and seen things. So.
Yep.
And I did send you a picture of the cat. Every night we went out, just the catfish were just swarming. And some of them, well, the biggest we caught was 36 inches.
Right.
But then we were getting a rockfish, too. So.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, it's been a tremendous year as far as we're concerned for fishing. And,
do you eat those catfish?
I don't know what's going on with the catfish. this, if there's a reason why there seems to be so many, some of the old timers say that they've never seen anything like this. So.
Got it. Got it.
Anyway, take care.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And, yes, we do want to fish with you, and just a matter of getting together. That's all.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
Okay, brother.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Walter in Whitehall. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I'm on my way up to Norrisville to bow hunt for the first time this year, and it's raining pretty good right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
I drive 68 miles each way to get up here. I live 16 miles south of Annapolis. I've been hunting Norrisville for about 45 years to farm, so I know it like the back of my hand.
Yep.
So I get up at 3:30 and make the trip, and then take the long drive back home when I'm done.
What's wrong with that? And you get to see deer while you're up there. And so you know where you're going, right? Are you in a ground blind, a tree stand, a ladder, what?
Well, today I'm going to be in the ladder again. Last year I had both knees replaced, so I had a ground blind last year.
Yeah,
and I'm anxious to get up this spot. I have a little honey hole there that I sweeten up over the summer. And the camera said there's a couple nice bucks in there, so I've been waiting for the weather to be right. Now it's raining.
Well, you know what? The weather might be right. If it stops, they're going to be moving. So, you know, keep your eye on the forecast and just kind of wait for that little window of opportunity.
That's all we'll do.
I tell you what, it's been 15 years ago now. I was hunting up in my spot in Cecil County, and I climbed up in the stand very quietly. First time I'd ever hunted the stand, and it's just, I always see stuff like 10 minutes before legal shooting time. I mean, you get the vision that there's something there, and this giant deer walked through the laurel. I mean, just right there. And there was no way to see what it was or, you know, anything else or get a clear shot at it. But this giant deer walked through the laurel, and it turned into daylight at, you know, whatever time it was, 7:10 or whatever, and the deer was gone, and I'm sitting there waiting for it to come back, and the skies opened up, and I sat in that stand, had a roof on it, thank God, till 1:30 in the afternoon.
And never saw him?
Nope, never saw him. I did see a couple around 5 o'clock, a little 4-point, well, a nice 4-point, actually, a big 4-point, came running by me with a doe, and I just said, have a nice day, you know, so. But
the excitement when you wait it out like that is worth the trip.
Oh yeah, when you wait it out and you finally see something, you're right. Biggest deer I ever killed, point wise, was a 10-point up in Cecil County. I killed a deer at a quarter to six in the evening and had sat since before sunrise. So, you know, it was a long sit, it really was, but it's worthwhile. So
paid off.
Yep. All right, brother. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks.
See ya.
I enjoy listening to you on the way up every Saturday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. There goes Walter. So, another story from international news.
Ooh, story time.
Story time. Yes, indeed. A woman was fishing with her kids and family in the Northern Territory of Australia. You know what's in the Northern Territory of Australia?
A lot of reptiles.
Big reptiles. A woman was killed by a crocodile while she was out fishing with her family. Took police 3 hours to get to the Billabong. The group of seven women and children were at in eastern Arnhem Land today, near Gangan. All these places are extremely familiar to me. About 206 kilometers southwest of Yirrkala. None of which I've heard of, any of these places.
No.
No. But apparently, if you're in Australia, you know right where these spots are. Police Commander Tony Fuller said a woman was fishing and collecting mussels in the Billabong. What's a Billabong?
It's an estuary.
Estuary? Yeah. Is that what it is? A Billabong?
My understanding.
Okay. Yeah. I don't speak Australian. With some family members, about 10:30 a.m. when they noticed she was missing. How do you not scream, splash, you know, something?
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of noise.
Yeah, some kind of disturbance there. Anyway, they noticed she was missing. they found her body about 5 p.m., less than a kilometer from the scene. The crocodile was destroyed by local indigenous rangers, and the woman's body was recovered. The family noticed she was missing, and the bucket she was carrying was found nearby. They heard some splashing. She was up waist deep in water. Yeah. Initial reports suggested the woman was a ranger, but police are still trying to confirm. And, yes, she was a ranger. If she was working at the time, officers from Lake Avala and Nuhulunbai were working with local rangers and community to search nearby waters for the woman. Commander Fuller said the long response time was unfortunately just a part of doing business in the top end. Any death is traumatic, and our thoughts are with the family and relatives out there. The Lenapoi Homelands Aboriginal Corporation, which runs the Uraka Rangers program, first reported the attack to authorities.
Why would you wade out into crocodile-infested water in the first place?
Yes. Northwest, what's it called? MT WorkSafe has been notified that a female Aboriginal ranger has been taken by a crocodile, the statement issued by the governor organization said. MT WorkSafe has commenced an investigation into the incident after receiving reports of the attack from multiple witnesses. We're hoping this all ends well. There's no body. It hasn't been confirmed as a fatality. Well, it has now on the Outdoors and Radio Show. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoors industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
WCBM Baltimore.
Well, a true taste of fall has arrived here to Baltimore, and not just here, but all the way down to our friends in North Florida, Panama City, Tallahassee, enjoying some 50s for our Saturday forecast. Near 60 for the afternoon high today. Could see a couple of sprinkles first half of the day, then some clouds tonight, low 40s, upper 30s, and then Sunday, sunshine with high temps in the low 60s, Monday, rain showers in low 70s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, you know, I'm always telling you about Clyde Sports Shop being their full-line Browning dealer and all the Browning shotguns and so forth, and there are rebates on a bunch of them till the end of October. But what I want to talk to you about today is muzzleloader season coming up this week. They do carry Thompson Center muzzleloaders. They carry the Pro Hunter FX, the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, and all the other Thompson Centers. But they also carry the Remington UML, the Ultra Muzzle Loader. This is a long-range muzzle loader. It has a unique ignition system, and you will want to check that out when you go to Clyde Sport Shop. Just go in there out of curiosity and say, I'd like to see what that Remington UML, Ultra Muzzle Loader. That's at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Full supply of muzzle loading accessories. Just off Beltway exit number 9, the phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Don't forget their fishing hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24-7, 247-FISH, 247-3474-247-FISH. Clyde Sport Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco.
Well, there went Merle Haggard. Here comes the banjo music, which means we've come to the end of an hour. Hey, Battery Warehouse, you know what I found the other day?
What?
I found a phone charger